Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. My name is Jake Smith. I'm from Intel's Data Center Group, our Data Center Solutions and Technologies team. And welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. I'm here today with Paul Lewis, Chief Technology Officer of the Americas at Hitachi Data Systems. Paul, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? And we certainly know Hitachi is one of the great technology companies in the history of mankind, but tell us a little bit about you and then talk about Hitachi, please.
So yes, I'm the Chief Technology Officer for the Americas. I've been here about 4 years. Prior to that, I was technology executive as a client for 17 years. So in many ways, most of my perspective is still as a consumer, as a buyer of technology versus sort of on the manufacturing, on the vendor side. That's how I've related this role when I'm talking to other CIOs or CTOs. We talk about, you know, what it means to grow and change as an operator of technology versus sort of a manufacturer of technology in order to bridge those conversations. HDS certainly has changed over a period of time. When I started 4 years ago, even then we were seen as a enterprise storage centric environment, even though we certainly had a bunch of software, management software and converged implementations. Now our focus is almost entirely on data as the central part, the value in the organization and what we can do to empower that data, either via a digital transformation means, how you're changing your business, or from a social innovation means, how you're interacting with the physical world to make the world smarter or safer or more intelligent.
You said data and you said transformation. So data transformation is not something that IT leaders, CIOs really have been thinking about lately. Do you think it's time for a change?
It's absolutely time for a change. I always look at data as the cornerstone of creating business innovation, business change. And I use this simple analogy. I would say when you look at the time and value of infrastructure versus applications versus data, they're in fact the opposite. If I look at infrastructure as a definite end life, right? There's 5 years, maybe if you buy, you know, enterprise equipment, might even go longer. But if I sweat it longer than what it's real life, I'm going to have performance and scalability issues. If I add more infrastructure to infrastructure, it costs more people, more power, more time, more energy. It's just going to become more expensive. Applications, same kind of thing. It has a definite end life, maybe 7 to 10 years. Maybe it's a little bit longer because the software lasts longer. And if I sweat it even longer, I have the same problem. I have the same performance issues, security issues, scalability issues. When I add applications to applications, I have that much more complexity. I now have a modernization, simplification, rationalization problem. And the biggest problem is I might have a single feature that crosses a variety of applications because of that. But data is, in fact, the opposite to that. Data is valuable to me from the point that I create it to the point that I delete it if I ever delete it. In fact, seeing data change over time is more valuable to me than seeing data submitted and saved at once. And if I add more data to data, it becomes more valuable even more. The more precise my logic becomes, the more detailed my model, the more nuggets of gold in my potential pot. So it is absolutely the opposite. It is absolutely the driver of sort of business change.
Can we spend some time talking about digital transformation and what simplicity means for an agile IT?
Sure. So digital transformation is the business innovation change, the business redirection to deal with those digital disruptors. It could be cloud-based, mobile-based competitor of yours that are sort of eating your lunch, right? It's the Airbnb versus Marriott, where in order to add a new room, the only thing Airbnb needs to do is add another seller, where Marriott has to build another property or add another wing or buy another company. The competition is different. Or it's on the technology side, where things like automation, robotics are replacing people within the manufacturing side, or things like natural language processing is reducing the amount of people in a call center. In fact, turning a call center into a contact center. So that's implementing three big digital transformation changes within any one big enterprise. First one is operational efficiency. And by that, I don't mean saving 15 minutes and 8 hours. I mean completely looking at the logistics of your organization to see where you should focus on. Maybe you don't need to compete in the manufacturing of goods. You need to just compete in the design and delivery to stores. The next one is customer experience. How do you align servicing your clients to how clients actually want to buy from you, their actual customer behavior? And this might mean aligning directly to how they buy in the retail sense, Customers aren't just going to stores anymore. They expect to go online in an omni-channel experience and see the same products for the same price. So how do you align your mechanism to support with that new behavior? And then finally, business models. If your competitors, especially those digital disruptors, have a new interesting business model that's more interesting to consumers, how do you match that? How do you play in that world? Mattresses is a great example where the three big mattress manufacturers are used to people going into stores, trying a mattress, having it delivered to the house, and having you trying to figure out how to get it in through all those doors. But the new digital disruptors, those mattresses in a box, they're highly compressed, in delivered right to your door. You just have to bring it in, bring it to the place. 24 hours later, it decompresses into a full mattress. That's turning into a $1.2, $1.3 billion business taking directly away. So you've got to think about, as a CIO, what technologies can you put in place in order to help the business compete with that world?
Wow, that's outstanding. So what are some of the products and services that Hitachi believes are going to translate business value to actionable, scalable simplicity, really?
So the first one would be elevating the value of data. And by that, I mean looking at storage as an example, not as just a repository, but a means to create interesting value. You do that by creating a data-centric concept or a data strategy to support that. When you think that way, you start to look at data as in terms of data management, which is abstracting data away to source to create an entity, data governance, how I protect it, how I secure it, data mobility, how do I abstract data away from its source, make it available to people, places, and things, and now make it available for different business purposes. And then finally, data analytics, right? How do I refine data? How do I search for data? How do I apply mathematical and statistical algorithms? And the solution set sort of falls into that. So data management is about unified storage, right? It's about saying putting the right data in the right place. Maybe it's high performance, high density flash or slower spinning disk based on the type of data you require. Data governance is about data protection. How do I ensure data is in the right place where it needs to be? How do I ensure that I govern both structured and unstructured data the same way? Data mobility is about things like content stores and object stores, where I can put my unstructured data in a place which creates a 10 petabyte store for the purpose of using in the future. I can mobilize that data like file sync and share across a variety of different platforms. And then finally, analytics. Well, you need analytical software and refinement software and visualization tools to support that, which is sort of a suite that we deliver on. On the other side of the equation is more of an agility question. You need to match your IT infrastructure to be equivalent to what the business agility requires. And by that, our simple definition is this: what you buy, where you put it, who manages it, and how you pay for it are four different conversations with options within each one of those conversations. And we implement that with a variety of technologies. We know that there are some circumstances to which you will require traditional IT, servers, storage, networking. There are some where you want a converged private cloud, which we provide a private cloud scale up and scale in infrastructure. There'll be certain workloads that you think makes more sense in a hyperscale deployment, where you have smaller nodes, where scale out is more important than scale up. Then there'll be some software-defined implementations where you want a virtual SAN type of environment, where software controls and determines how that infrastructure runs. Then there'll be a flash type of deployment where you want density and performance for those workloads. Or you want an object store kind of deployment where you put your unstructured data. Or you want a bridge to the public cloud. So you need some hyper-converged or converged bridges. Or, of course, you want to manage the entire thing in a cloud management platform.